From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. The fishing season for spiny lobster ended last week. State biologists say the amount of lobster caught wasn't quite as high as last year, but the catch that made it to shore got record high prices. The vast majority of Florida's lobster fishermen work in the Keys. Nancy Klinginer from our Southernmost Bureau caught up with one of them, George Niles, as he was cleaning traps on the docks on Stock Island.
What is a spiny lobster exactly for someone maybe who isn't from South Florida or hasn't seen one?
The biggest difference is it has no claws. You know, it just depends on your taste what kind of lobster you like. Our meat is a little bit less sweet, but if you've grown up on it, you like it better than Maine lobster.
And how does fishing for lobster work? How many traps are there and how regularly do you check them when they're out there?
There's roughly 500,000 traps in the lobster fishery in South Florida, and you usually check them weekly. Every fisherman owns a different number of traps, but it would normally take 1,500 to 2,000 to make a living.
And at what kind of water are they in? Like, how deep is the water where they go?
Anywhere from right against the shore out to 250 feet.
Do we know how much of the commercial harvest is brought in by traps versus commercial divers?
The divers catch about 5% of the overall quota. Recreational fishermen catch 25%. Trap fishermen catch about 70%.
How does this season look compared to the last couple of years?
Last year we caught more lobster. This year's been good. It hasn't been great, but it's been good. And with the influx of the Chinese live market, of course, the price has been outstanding. Roughly the last 3 or 4 years, especially the last two, the Chinese have brought most of our live lobster from here, and the price has more than doubled. The lobster are put on a live well on the boat and transported to the dock live. Then they're put in trucks and shipped to the Miami area, which ships them directly to China.
How important is the lobster fishery to the Keys and to South Florida?
It's the number one fishery in South Florida, dollar value-wise. So it's very important because we are the number two industry in the Florida Keys behind tourism, and that is our number one money producer.
And what is that? Like, what is the overall value of the lobster fishery?
$40 to $50 million. We average, I would say, roughly $10 to $11 a pound now, and we catch 4 million pounds.
What do you see as the future for the lobster fishery here in the Keys?
I think it's very healthy. All the scientists say it's healthy. As long as we can maintain the health of any fishery, you know, it's a renewable resource, we should be good.
And how about just having a place to bring the boats in?
I would say that's our biggest problem in the commercial industry all over the United States is maintaining your infrastructure. If you read articles all over the United States around any seaport, that is commercial fishermen's biggest problem. They want to build hotels where commercial fishermen have been for 100 years.
Given that we have such limited land and such high pressure for high-end resort development, how do you think the commercial fishery can survive?
We're hoping that, you know, we can get a help from our local government and state, you know, at the state level right on down to maintain the infrastructure and maybe get us some land into fishermen's hands where they could fish for the rest of their lives.
What do lobster fishermen do in the off season?
Have you seen today? We fix traps. It's not the glamorous part of the fishery, and most people dislike it, to say it nicely, but it's a job that has to be done.
And one last question, what is your favorite way to eat lobster?
Fried. I'm a Southern man at heart. Fried. Anything fried.
George, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today about the lobster fishery.
Anytime.
That was WLRN's Nancy Klinginer speaking with George Niles, a lobster fisherman on Stock Island. That island next to Key West is where the commercial fishing boats moved when they were pushed out of Key West by development pressure more than 30 years ago. Now those same pressures are reaching Stock Island as well. The Monroe County Commission is considering whether to buy some waterfront property on Stock Island. The goal would be to make sure the land stays available for the commercial fishing industry. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.